Hello, this is the Taxation Podcast for issue 4277, which shall be available online from Wednesday the 20th of October and in print the following day. I'm Rachel Down, an intern for Taxation Magazine, and I'm with the magazine's chief, Mike Treeman.
Hi there.
Hi. Let's start off with a preview of the features appearing in this week's issue.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Aplin's A Wasted Opportunity reviews the recently published Engaging with Tax Agents report from the National Audit Office, which we've seen dotted about the headlines this week. So, Mike, what is he actually talking about?
Well, the National Audit Office did a study. I'm choosing my words slightly carefully here. They did a study which, shall we say, not everyone agreed with, looking at what happened when settlements were reached with the revenue on the returns of both represented and unrepresented taxpayers. And the way it came across was that you were more likely to have a liability. In other words, your return was more likely to be wrong if you were represented rather than unrepresented, which just doesn't tie up, actually, if you look at the methodology of it. So it has caused quite a fuss.
It's obvious, actually, from the tone of the piece that he has very strong opinions on this.
Yeah, absolutely.
How widely would you say they are shared?
Very, I think. I mean, Paul is generally a very calm and level-headed person, and for him to get really quite cross is quite unusual. I think if anyone else had been writing it, it would have been vitriolic, to be quite honest. The reaction has been... I haven't yet met anybody who thought that it was a good report, which is sad, because, I mean, this is the National Audit Office. They're meant to be the people who can do these things.
Yeah. Is it likely that, because of this, we will see any further clarification to the report?
I'd hope we'd get some sort of clarification. Yeah, I mean, they're obviously not going to change it as such, but it would be good to get some clarification on the methodology. Although they supposedly have issued, as well as the report, they've issued a statement of the way that they did it. But actually, that in itself seems to have quite a lot of gaps in it. So it would be really good to get more information on that, and that may well be an issue that we'll follow up in the future.
Well, it will certainly be interesting to see what our readers have to say on the matter.
Yeah, I would not be surprised if we get quite a few comments on that one, yeah.
Now, on to our next article, Money From Your Home, which is written by John Knuth, who is a regular writer for Taxation Magazine. This time he's exploring how homeowners can use their property to produce income. How likely do you think it is that clients will actually make use of these helpful tax savings?
It's an interesting point, isn't it? I think, as from what I've seen on news reports, there are more and more people who are looking to rent out rooms in houses or looking for a room to rent in a house. If interest rates go back up, which obviously everyone's expecting them to, I can see this becoming something that clients will do quite a lot, and therefore their agents and their advisors need to know what the best way of organising it is and need to know what the tax implications are. John, as you say, very frequent contributor, former deputy editor of this magazine, very well known, I should think, to most people who are listening, and he's got a really nice straightforward style that explains these things, and he's been looking at it for many years. So yeah, it's a good article.
Yeah. So, listener, if you wish to find out more, the article will be up and able to view next Wednesday, or on our website, or in print on Thursday. Our final feature is The Long and Winding Road by Melissa Marlins, who compares the historic tax treatment of cars to the treatment which is now in play, and looks at the other options which may be available. Mike, what's your view on the eco-friendly tax treatment now in place?
Yeah, cars is funny. I mean, I'm old enough now to have seen about sort of four different versions of how you tax cars. the original approach, surprisingly enough, was that you tried to actually tax what the benefit was probably worth. We've now gone much more over to this idea that if it's an eco-friendly car, then you're allowed to get away with quite a low benefit in car charge. If it isn't, then you're not. And this is a really a good explanation of all the principles behind it. It's the sort of thing that it brings together a whole load of things that you've probably looked at over the past couple of years if you're involved in this, but you might not have got altogether. What do I think of it? I find it rather peculiar that we have a set of rules for company cars, which is designed to make them less polluting, if you like. It would be designed to nudge you towards choosing the one that's less polluting. But for some reason, we don't apply the same sort of rules to the car that you drive if you're self-employed. It doesn't actually make a lot of sense to me. I would always, philosophically, I'd use indirect taxes to do that. You know, put the price of a fuel up by whatever you want in order to make people choose less polluting cars. Yeah. I don't quite see it this way, but those are the rules we have. Those are the rules we've got to work with.
Yep, definitely. So next week's comment piece is Eroding the Advisor by Alex Byrne, who examines HMRC's recent practice of copying clients into letter to the advisors.
Mm.
Is this something that you've seen previously?
It's not, I must admit. I hadn't noticed this and I hadn't really been talked to about it. And I think it's an interesting point. If you are the advisor and you are the agent, as in fact it's the point that one of the points he makes, if you are the agent for the client, then the revenue should be dealing with you. You are standing in the place of the client. And it should be for you to control that relationship about who, about when you tell them about what the revenue is saying, because you know the client and you know what's going on. So it's a very practical, straightforward point, and I'd be really interested to hear what other advisors think, what the readers think. Let's get some comments, please, on the website, ideally, or email them in to us, or if you really insist, you can type them out and write them to us.
Well, thank you, Mike, for your input, and to the listeners who've hopefully enjoyed this podcast, and we'll download next week's one from Taxation website.
Thanks very much.
Thanks.